WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 25 degrees. We are under a winter storm warning. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Due to inclement weather this morning, local schools have canceled classes today. A full list of closing and delays in surrounding areas are online at WTAW.com, RadioAggieland.com, or you can text the word closing to 979-695-1620. We will keep that updated throughout the day. College Station police are investigating an armed robbery at the Harvey Food Mart on Harvey Road last night around 1 a.m. The clerk reported a black man armed with a handgun fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. The latest proposed route for an east-to-west interstate through the Brazos Valley would go around Bryan and College Station and head towards Huntsville. The College Station City Council at its last meeting agreed to increase the travel budget to attend upcoming meetings of the Interstate 14 Working Group. John Nichols says one alignment builds I-14 as part of a loop on the city's east side that is part of the Metropolitan Planning Organization's long-term highway plan.
That's really the outer loop that is on that transportation plan that we all looked at and coordinated our city transportation plan with, and that is the intent, is to have the eastern outer loop be the I-14 back around the east side of College Station.
After looping around the east side of the Twin Cities, I-14 would follow Highway 30 to Huntsville and continue east into Louisiana. Now in its fifth year of planning, what was initially nicknamed the Aggie Expressway is now looking more like the Aggie Highway.
The latest design of a new Highway 249 in Grimes County connecting Bryan College Station with Northwest Houston is the subject of an open house a week from Thursday evening at Navasota Junior High School. While the Texas Department of Transportation plans to have enough right-of-way for a future four-lane divided roadway going to the west of Todd Mission and Plantersville, plans have been dropped not to build four interchanges or any passing lanes or frontage roads. The new highway will also not be a toll road. TxDOT also reports no homes or any other structures will be eliminated. More information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the fifth anniversary approaches of a deadly fertilizer plant explosion in West, comes more lawsuit settlements.
The town of West and several other plaintiffs have reached settlements and partial settlements of claims stemming from the deadly explosion in April of 2013. State District Judge Jim Meyer has canceled the trial that had been set to begin Tuesday in Waco. The settlements are the latest among more than 200 claims filed in the aftermath of the West Fertilizer Company blast that killed 15 people and left dozens injured. Plaintiff spokesman and Waco attorney Steve Harrison told the Waco Tribune Herald that the city and a nursing home reached settlements with CF Industries, but have unresolved claims against the other major defendant in the case, El Dorado Chemical Company. Defendants either manufactured or sold fertilizer that caught fire and exploded. They have denied any wrongdoing. David Burrell, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 25 degrees and conditions are icy out there, so be careful if you are on the road. You can text us your news tips, any traffic alerts that you have, or weather updates to 979-695-1620. You can also text the word closing to that number to get a full list of closures and delays this morning. Again, that number is 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or a Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world. Who climb mountains simply because they're there. Who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on Toyota trucks. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places.
Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N131 18.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun, and 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Light snow this morning. Winter storm warning in effect. Any accumulation will be under an inch. It'll all taper off this afternoon. Windy, temperatures 30 to 35. But the damage will be done. Watch the bridges and overpasses. They'll be the slipperiest. Turning partly cloudy tonight, 15 to 20. Sunshine to the forecast for tomorrow, highs 35 to 40. Clouds increase tomorrow night, 25 to 30. Showers of sleet and rain on Thursday, highs 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops is back in action tonight. The guys looking for their first SEC victory of the year. They're 0-5 so far in SEC play, but Coach Billy Kennedy says he feels at practice they're really starting to turn things around.
Everything's a lot more fluid than it was previously, and our attitude's good and our energy level's been good. So we just got to keep battling and try to win one day at a time.
Hopefully the guys can get it done tonight against the Rebels. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock, so we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. I'm getting all choked up just thinking about it. My gosh. That came out of nowhere.
Wow.
Excuse me.
All right,
sneak attack.
Yep. Also, Jimbo Fisher is looking to route out his staff, and also looking at the Rockets last night, the NBA. The Rockets and Clippers got a little chippy last night. All that more coming up in sports.
That was such garbage in your sports about that. Ooh.
What was that?
They tried to get into the Lakers locker room.
Yeah, well,
oh, give me a break.
Reportedly, they went on the march. They grabbed the pitchforks and
garbage.
Garbage.
Were any chairs thrown?
No.
That was garbage.
I mean, we're talking about what between the two of them is like to. There's 35 millionaires standing there.
Hey, Blake Griffin had his tights ripped during the game, okay?
Ooh.
He wears leggings, like those tights underneath the basketball shorts.
Bandex.
And Chris Paul ripped a big hole in one.
That was rude.
What is the big deal between the Clippers and the Rockets then? What's
I think it was just
bad blood.
No, not I mean, well, other than Chris Paul spurning the Clippers to go to the Rockets.
Well, hey, that's a business decision.
Well, you know, and he said he's still friends with the guy. I think it's just a lot of testosterone.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty closely contested game, at least until the end.
Because, you know, they only play 85 games a year. Oh, give me a break. All right, anyway.
Hey, just FYI, if you live in the Carter Lake area, your power might be out.
Oh.
And apparently it has been out since around 2 a.m.
Oh.
So it also might be a little chilly.
Might be some people who know that.
Yes. And so crews are on the scene, but it looks like, according to the BTU power outage map, anywhere from 10 to 49 customers are still being affected.
Okay, is that the only outage we can see?
That is the only, yes, correct. Okay. That is the only outage right now in town.
Okay, so, and Scott, you probably know this. With Carter Lake being out, I guess it's its own private entity, right?
Uh-huh, okay.
So that's why the roads aren't paved?
Yeah.
Because I've been out there before, and
man,
the roads are just, it's rough.
Well, but, you know, actually, on a day like today, a paved surface, probably get better traction.
I mean, it's like gravel.
Just saying, right.
Well, and what it says, actually, BTU tweeted a couple hours ago, Harris Drive and Carter Lake Drive outage is due to another entity's transmission line contacting BTU's distribution line.
He's touching me.
So the entity has been notified, and BTU crews are on site.
Hey, your stuff is over here. That's right. Stop that.
Yeah, so that is the reason for that.
There you go. By the way, you can text the word closing to 979-695-1620 and see the stuff that's closed. And if it's a business, call before you go. That's all. And if you don't have to go anyplace, just stay home, okay?
Yeah, stay home.
Do that.
Stay home.
Lucky
enjoy.
Ducks, you.
Yeah. Anyhow,
I know you went to the grocery-torium last night.
I did.
And
yep.
Me being the intelligent person that I am, I decided I would go too.
Yeah, did you? And?
It was quite packed, yes.
I went yesterday at 1 p.m.
See, I should have done that.
No. Oh, no. I drove past it.
Oh. Really?
It was slammed. And I thought, okay, well, it's a holiday. And A&M and Blinn were supposed to start back today.
Yeah.
And even though I go to a grocery-torium in South College Station,
right.
I don't know if it was students. I don't know if it was just people who were off of work. But I drove through the parking lot and right on out because I didn't even want to deal with it.
I went to the Kroger because I thought, I'll go there rather than another one that I thought would
and
be
risk
more
the birds.
Busy. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, but, you know, it was I don't know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So I figured, okay, I'll beat the rush of any people who are working and the birds aren't out there yet.
Yeah.
And there was no water.
Oh.
None.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
All gone.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to the self-checkout, and the guy in front of me got 16 rolls of toilet paper, and that's all. He got nothing else.
Jeez, that's insane.
And I don't know. Maybe there was a sale on it. I'm
not sure. How are you going to need that much TP in 2 days?
I cannot imagine. I just cannot imagine.
But anyhow. No, I did not make it to the grocery store at all yesterday because I just refused to go back.
Yeah, no, I understand. Hey, listen, as far as frozen precipitation is concerned, if you're traveling out of here, then you may cross into some, especially down near Navasota, between Navasota and, over toward Conroe. That if you're on 105 over there, then you're going to be in some sort of frozen precipitation the entire time. Between Bryan and Austin, you're going to be in precipitation most of the time.
Okay.
And it's not heavy, but it's frozen. And, again, on traveled streets, it's okay. It's
right.
A matter of if it's on your street, you know, around your place, where they're not going to put anything on the surface, then you may have a little slip problem. But also, we have a frozen patio here. So I'm
breaking
you know.
News, you guys.
Yeah, breaking news, a frozen patio, because we have this northern exposure, and of course it got some precipitation all night long and the freezing temperatures. So I don't know that we had any meetings planned on the patio, but
well, and good thing there's netting out there just in case anyone slipped and fell overboard.
Yep. What about the vultures?
That's right.
Has anyone thought about the vultures?
Think of the birds. And so Zach was talking about how he had to chip into his truck this morning.
Yeah.
You know, and,
took a little while.
I had to go in through the passenger side.
Yeah, that's the thing
to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the way the rain blew and the way my truck was parked, driver's side was completely frozen shut. So I went around to the side and had to crawl through.
I just gave it a couple of good yanks. It came off.
I have a room for mine.
I was literally afraid I was going to break off the handle.
I came into Scott's studio hoping that he would show a little compassion.
No.
When I was talking about my troubles this morning, my vehicle is in my parking garage. Well, it was a balmy 65 degrees this morning.
So it was
like,
fine.
Well, things must be nice up there in the living with the high life.
I have a garage, but it's just full of crap because I live with two guys.
Oh, that's true, too. That's
there
true.
Is no room. Actually, there is a vehicle in there, but that's another story.
Where else are you supposed to put your home gym if not in your garage?
Exactly.
There are dumbbells in there.
There's a reason for that. Okay, so now... we've got, by the way, just so you'll know, we won't do it until next hour, but we have so much royalty news today.
Oh, I am so excited.
Much. I mean, we haven't had any in a while. It's 123 days until, so we've got, I think, 3 different stories probably.
And I can't wait till we get to that, but I did get a text from somebody. Friend of the show, says northbound Emerald Park Plaza exit. Did you talk about this, Chelsea? I'm sorry if
I
missed it.
No, go ahead.
Northbound Emerald Park Plaza exit is blocked with an overturned truck.
Oh, yikes. That's right outside our studios.
Yeah.
Can you see, Scott?
No,
can you see?
No, we came in to look, and it's a little foggy in this studio, but no, I see no lights over there, so it may be someplace else. Anyway,
okay.
Nearby, but just outside of our range here. All right, so here we go. Some people don't have to go to work today.
Ugh.
And some people didn't have to go to work yesterday.
Yeah,
that's kind of nice. So you're going to have to go back in this week and maybe actually work. I know. Do any of your coworkers do stuff that annoys you on a daily
basis. Ooh,
daily? Absolutely.
Oh, this is dangerous.
I know. Well, you know, not for us because we're in separate rooms.
Oh,
and
that's
we
right.
And we can just annoy each other, you know, in bursts.
Over the microphone.
Exactly. You know, rather
well,
than
if you're annoyed
actually,
by either one of us, you can just turn us off.
That's also true. So you could do that. But anyhow, so questions about this kind of stuff. Is it ever okay to eat a coworker's food from the fridge?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Never.
97% say never.
We have a weekend elf who is bad about that.
Is
bad,
that
bad,
right?
Bad. Yes.
So you got to like take
even
your
when you put
food.
Your name on it?
Well, I normally don't put my name.
Put your name
way,
on it.
Either way, it doesn't matter. It's not yours.
Or
don't
just
eat
really healthy. No one ever eats my food.
There you go. That's true. Yeah, that's true. You don't have to worry about that. Okay. So putting your feet up on your desk, is that acceptable?
In our office, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think so. Mr. Downs
See,
might not think so.
82% say no, it's unprofessional. But again, it's not like we're having tours, right?
Yeah, well, not all the time.
And we don't necessarily always have clients. Well, sometimes we do have clients come in, but, you know.
Yeah.
Least wise, not when you're here, Scott.
Yeah, that's right. Should you mute your cell phone so that it doesn't make noise all day when you get text messages?
Oh.
I would say yes if you work in a communal area.
Yep. Yeah.
75% say mute it, 25% say they don't.
Mine's on mute anyways. Like, I don't get the ding or anything whenever I get a text message.
Now, this one is close. Is it okay to occasionally make personal phone calls at work? 51% say no, 49% say
really?
Okay. Yeah. That's closer than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
How about clipping your nails at your desk?
Ew.
That's
that
gross.
Disgusting.
93% say no.
Yeah.
7% say, yeah, it's okay.
Now, that being said, I did used to have a file here that I used to...
well, that's something different.
That's totally different.
Nails a little bit.
Yeah. Is it okay to take your shoes off at your desk? 56%
well,
say yes.
Right now, I think both me and Chelsea...
44% say no.
Everyone knows my answer.
There you go. That's right. Is it okay to eat really smelly food at your desk like tuna? 63% say no. We have a coworker who I think actually was called out on it.
Multiple times.
Yeah, because, was, yeah.
And I will say I've been guilty of this once or twice. It's really, for me, I'm going to eat whatever I want in my room because my room, it's mine. There's no one else that comes in here, really.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It's the heating up things in the break room that are stinky because then it really does affect other people.
The communal microwave.
Then, you know, you need to clean it, too.
Right.
By the way, when Mr. Hicks, anytime he heats anything up, I want to be present for that because
it smells
amazing.
So good. He always has the best leftovers.
Yep. Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if he cooks it or if Mrs. Hicks cooks it, but it's amazing.
Yeah, okay, and it's okay to play music on your without headphones? Is it okay to do that?
Again, I think it depends on if you share a space with someone else.
If you're in a cubicle, then no.
No, 90, I wouldn't think so.
94% say no. So
unless you all agree on, you know, what you're listening to, but even then.
No, I wouldn't think so. And again, you want it to end when you want it to end.
Right.
Or start when you want it to
exactly.
start. So... it appears that Dennis Rodman, you know, we had a little story about Dennis yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Spend some time in the Slammer.
Yeah, well, apparently he's going to be rocking an orange jumpsuit this spring.
Whoa.
Yep.
Doing some hard time.
Because he was already on probation when he got popped by the Newport Beach.
Yeah, they look down upon that.
They really do. Mm-hmm. He was involved in a wrong-way crash back in July of 2016, fled the scene.
Oh,
struck a plea deal with prosecutors, and but now TMZ says, you know, anytime you're in TMZ, it's probably not a good thing. Anyway, the site speculates
they don't report a lot of good news.
He will have his probation revoked and could be sent to the clink for, they say, 2 years.
Whoa.
So we'll see how all that works out.
Can you imagine being in jail with Dennis Rodman? I feel like I'd want him to be my friend.
Yeah, well. And
do you really?
Yeah. Let's hear your stories, too, right? This was on America's First News this morning. It turns out that Blackbeard the Pirate from the 18th century was an avid reader.
Really? Oh, really?
Yep, researchers
romance novels?
No, I don't think so. Remnants of a book aboard his ship, Queen Anne's Revenge, 16 small fragments of a book it was a nautical book, apparently, found inside his room that also had a cannon. Blackbeard was captured on the ship.
in 1717. Anyhow, they ran aground in North Carolina. Wow.
Black Pirates read there. Too, Scott.
So one book makes him an avid reader.
I don't know the pieces of it.
Chelsea
exactly
thought
right.
It was some kind of romance novel with like a sexy pirate.
There you go.
No, that's he's the one who they wrote the books about eventually.
724, you can text the word closing to 979-695-1620. Get a list of the things that are closed today. Again, if it's a business, just call before you go.
By the way, somebody texted in real quick, overly loud ringtones on the phone with coworkers, and they don't answer. They just stare at the phone.
That is annoying.
Don't do that.
Like, if you're not going to answer, that's fine, but silence it.
Yeah, it's ringing for a reason.
It's ringing.
Yeah, so, just put it on vibrate or something like that. Okay, so we have some fingernail news for you. Fingernail news.
Okay.
More fingernail news.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trending fingernail news.
Oh, okay.
According to Us Weekly, stars are looking for the clean look of nails now in reds and dark colors that are not the eagle talons that we've seen in the fashion magazines.
Oh, okay. I saw a sports reporter, and I'm not sure what her name is. I think it's Sophia or something. Okay. And she had these claws, and she kept brushing her hair back out of her face, first of all. Sideline Reporter 101,
okay.
Put your hair out of your face.
Yeah,
but
really.
She just continued to touch her hair and had these massive maroon claws on her fingernails. It was very distracting. I had no idea what she was talking about.
Folks like Heidi Klum and Jennifer Lopez are going for shorter these days for a real simple reason. Long nails make it hard to text and write email.
That's true.
And do anything.
Yep, that's true. Anything with a keyboard. So it would make sense. So if you're deciding to clip them off or go with something a little bit shorter, you're now in.
Oh, good. I've been in now for quite a while.
It is good if you've got itchy palms, though. You just kind of just scratch them.
Okay. Let's do some weather. All right. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. There's no frozen precipitation on us right now, but if you're going to be traveling certainly to the west, east, or south, you'll probably get some of that. Actually, to the north, you'd have to go quite a ways before we get to any frozen precipitation. Numbers, though, today, not what we're used to. 29 is going to be our high temperature today. We do have a chance of at least a little more frozen precipitation on us sometime today, but the most we could get is probably an inch. Then tonight, we're going to have clear skies, which is going to make it very cold. 19 will be our low temperature tonight, and chill factor will be between 10 and 15. Tomorrow, sunshine, and we get back up above freezing with a high of 37, and then we're down to 24 again on Wednesday night. And then for the balance of the week, we should be above freezing, but it's going to be pretty chilly and uncomfortable, at least as far as today's concerned. Currently, winds are out of the north at 20, gusting to 28. Our chill factor is 12. We have overcast skies. It's 26.
Hey, Jake, would you get an entry gate made for us this year?
Sure thing. I just called the good folks at Jackrabbit Manufacturing.
Hold your horses. I thought it was Smack Habit Carbo Loading. You know, the company with the great metal finishings.
Jackrabbit is a powder coating facility as well as a metal fabricating shop specializing in design, plasma cutting, welding, fabrication, and powder coating.
So Jackrabbit gerrymandering. I got it.
That's right, Earl. Jackrabbit Manufacturing and Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Over the weekend, the entire nation was buzzing about the 38 minutes when terrified Hawaii residents believed they were about to be nuked. Shortly after 8 Saturday morning, Hawaiians woke to an emergency alert telling them to seek immediate shelter because of an inbound ballistic missile threat, with the added emphasis, this is not a drill. As we now know, it was a false alarm. Threat was not real, but the panic was. The missile warning was broadcast over TV and radio stations by the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. Petrified people abandoned their cars, ran to the shelters, even hid in the storm drains. For 38 excruciating minutes, nobody knew what was happening or if Hawaii would be blown off the map. When it eventually became clear that the alert was a mistake, outrage set in. But all the outraged citizens of Hawaii should be satisfied to learn that there is accountability. The civil defense employee who accidentally pressed the wrong buttons reportedly feels really bad. Emergency management officials say he didn't do it on purpose. He feels terrible about it. And just as important, he's going to be retrained. That's right. He'll be counseled and drilled so this never happens again. You believe this, folks? I'm sorry, I don't. I don't believe 38 minutes went by without any truth getting out. I don't believe this guy only had to hit one button. I'm not buying any of this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 25 degrees. We are in a winter storm warning. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Due to inclement weather this morning, local schools have canceled classes today and several businesses and city offices are closed as well. A full list of closings and delays are online at WTAW.com or you can text the word closing to 979-695-1620. Last summer, construction was supposed to have started on what was nicknamed the Aggie Expressway, but the Texas Department of Transportation has made major changes to a 10-mile extension of Highway 249 in Grimes County that will connect Bryan College Station with Northwest Houston.
The TxDOT Bryan District Office has announced a toll road with four interchanges, passing lanes, and frontage roads is all going away. The new two-lane highway will still be built west of Plantersville and Todd Mission, and TxDOT will have enough right-of-way to make it a divided four-lane at some point. No homes or other structures would have to be moved, and there are adjustments in the highway alignment to avoid impacting wetlands and other sensitive environmental areas. News releases and a map from TxDOT are online at WTAW.com. The latest changes are the subject of another TxDOT open house a week from Thursday evening at Navasota Junior High School. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Huntsville's gain is Madisonville's loss, at least as it applies to the latest proposed route of a new interstate highway that will brush by Bryan and College Station. That's according to comments from the last College Station City Council meeting.
The mayor of Huntsville and I have had a conversation. He's in favor of it. The mayor of Madisonville is not.
Imagine that.
We'd like to see it come to him.
Mayor Carl Mooney received no opposition to increasing the city's travel budget, allowing him to attend future meetings of the organization involved in developing Interstate 14.
It is the Gulf Coast Strategic Highway Coalition.
Amen, brother.
I-14.
Yes.
All right. Here's the bottom line, Council. If we don't participate, we won't be able to reap the benefit.
One alignment calls for I-14 to be part of a loop on the city's east side, which is part of the Metropolitan Planning Organization's long-term highway plan that was approved last year.
The only way to drive in and out of the Texas A&M campus in Galveston may be changing. Some business leaders in Galveston have suggested spending more than $200 million to build a land bridge, which would replace a drawbridge that was built 60 years ago. The Galveston County Daily News reports a new bridge would also do a better job of controlling silt in the Galveston Harbor, which costs millions of dollars to dredge. Some Texas towns hit by Hurricane Harvey continue their comeback.
Efforts to restore tourism and other economic attractions are ongoing in areas of Rockport and Fulton. Diane Probst is the president and CEO of the Rockport-Fulton Chamber of Commerce. She says more businesses are reopening.
Well, right now that number has escalated to 461 businesses open. Yahoo! And that's out of about 1,300 businesses here.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall in August, destroying many homes and businesses along the coast. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
A Bryan man awaiting trial for drunk driving with two prior convictions was arrested last weekend on another DWI charge. 31-year-old Mauro Rodriguez, also known as Israel Castillo, is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $14,000. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, an officer followed an eastbound SUV in the westbound lanes of Villa Maria in front of the former municipal golf course. The Suburban stopped about five blocks later off South College on Delwood Street. Rodriguez was also arrested for attempting to elude. A two-vehicle crash Saturday on Highway 21 east of Bryan resulted in a DWI arrest. According to the DPS arrest report, a vehicle driven by 31-year-old Stephanie Morrell of Bryan was going west in the eastbound lanes when it struck a van occupied by eight people. Five of the eight were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Morrell is out of jail after posting bond. And supporters of abolishing the death penalty in Texas have another chance to make their case before an interim legislative committee, specifically the legal standards for mental illness and developmental disorders.
Robert Dunham is with the Death Penalty Information Center.
In the most recent polls, two-thirds of Americans say that you should not apply the death penalty to people who are seriously mentally ill.
Last year, the Supreme Court ruled against Texas, striking down the state's method of determining whether a death row inmate was intellectually disabled, saying the medical standards are outdated. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 25 degrees. Again, you can text the word closing to 979-695-1620 to get a full list of closures and delays today. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For well over 10 years, Intercon has been telling consumers that vinyl windows are the best option for this climate. Now, there are a number of vendors offering a vinyl solution, but don't be misled. All vinyl windows are not the same. Changing in the windows in your home is a major investment that you only want to do once. Ask to see a sample window and use your common sense. Does the window look and feel solid and substantial? Look at how the window operates. Does it have a continuous balance system or a cheap setup with pulleys and strings? Ask about the U factor and solar heat gain coefficient, which are standard energy performance metrics. Finally, ask about who will be installing the window and who will be standing behind the warranty. At Intercon, we use the Burris TechView line of windows made to our size specifications installed by Intercon full-time employees. We stand behind our products with industry-leading limited lifetime warranties. Trust your neighbors at Intercon with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
We have one New Year's resolution. Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. The push is on to sell 100 new Chevrolet. Nothing held back like a new 2018 Chevrolet.
Chevy Silverado.
Now save $10,500.
Or save over $12,000 with bonus cash.
We will not be undersold.
All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings includes 6,000 factory incentives. 3771 discount. 750 option package savings. Finance with GM for 1,000 bonus cash. With per credit. Stock number 61089. Expires 1/31/18.
Good morning, it's 7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by Ground Shuttle, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Here's the weather.
A storm warning in effect this morning. We will have snow. It'll taper off and end. Any accumulations under an inch, but that's enough to cause problems. Be very careful on the roads this morning. It'll be windy, cold, 30 to 35 today. Turning partly cloudy, very cold tonight, 15 to 20. Sunshine tomorrow, highs reach 35 to 40. The outlook for Thursday, cloudy skies. We'll see some sleet and rain. Temperatures up to 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie. Men's hoops is back in action tonight. The guys looking to put a stop to a five-game skid, also their first victory in SEC play. They'll be taking on the Ole Miss Rebels this evening at 8 o'clock. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Billy Kennedy, a preview of that matchup. Also, it looks like Jimbo Fisher has rounded out his staff. It looks like they have finally found themselves a defensive backs coach, and that would be Texas Lone Star native Maurice Linguist is coming back. So we'll talk a little bit about him, what he's done for the University of Minnesota, and also looking at the NBA and hockey, all that more coming up in sports.
There you are, a little frozen precip, probably going to be passing through the Brazos Valley here in the next 30 minutes or so.
Ooh.
And, frozen precip, you guys.
Yeah.
Must be nice to see it from a window.
Well, no, I'm seeing it from a radar, but but nonetheless, it's over toward Caldwell, Burleson County. It's coming in from that direction. As we said, as long as you're not going north, pretty good chance that you'll be able to be in the midst of frozen precip, if you like that idea.
Frozen
not,
precip.
Just stay home, okay?
Yep.
Be okay.
And for those of you living on Carter Lake Drive or Harris Drive, your power is still out, but BTU crews are on the scene.
They know about it. They're working on it.
Yep.
We found out that it was another entity.
Touching them.
That's right.
Say, touching me.
During our sweet
exactly.
Caroline
why
thing.
Is our power out? Why? Sorry.
All right. Business Insider put together a list of the ugliest buildings in every state in U.S. America.
All right.
And these are like well-known buildings. It's not like, you know, you drove by someplace and it was an ugly building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are pretty much ugly buildings. And the winner for Texas is the Alamo Dome.
Oh, yeah.
According to one reader, there are so many reasons the Alamo Dome in my hometown of San Antonio is awful. But most of all, it is deeply and really, really ugly with its four giant pillars.
Deeply ugly.
Yes. Yeah. Hoisted up the dome, making it look like a dead armadillo.
Oh.
I think it looks like a big steamboat.
It's just kind of a weird-looking building. Mm-hmm. And,
yes. Yes, it is.
And if you've ever been in it, it's really there. It's hard to create any kind of atmosphere.
It's not very homey.
It's not. And the roof leaks sometimes, but I'm just saying.
Other than that, it's a great structure.
But yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's you can play indoor football, and I think you know at some point San Antonio was dreaming of having an NFL franchise.
Mm. I mean, the Saints played there, I guess half their or maybe all their home games whenever Katrina hit.
Yep. But clearly the things didn't really lock in too well with the NFL.
Right.
Okay. If you're having trouble falling asleep, simple practice of writing a to-do list for the next day could be the solution. Forbes says that researchers from Baylor conducted a sleep study and found that volunteers who wrote to-do lists fell asleep about 9 minutes sooner than volunteers who wrote about the previous day's accomplishments. So looking forward rather than looking back.
Okay.
That 9 minutes, comparable to to what most sleep medications would do for you, so it's better than, you know, popping drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And more specific to-do lists were the sooner the volunteers fell asleep. So rather than just general things, you actually, you know, got stuff that you need to do. The researchers say one possible reason for this
is that the to-do list helps you sleep better because you basically are offloading those things that you might otherwise worry mm-hmm. about, and you can settle down and actually go to sleep.
Okay.
So we'll see. Hey, get this. There's 17 million people died when the Aztecs went away. They're saying now it was salmonella.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, salmonella.
Got the Aztecs.
Germs. Just germs saying, are dangerous.
Germs can kill you.
Germs can kill you.
Hello?
They're little silent ninjas.
A message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6.
It's like I'm
what
not
about,
even
yeah,
here.
What about Chelsea?
6:25.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music.
Find out about closures.
I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Yeah, working out in this weather?
Yeah. So
dedication.
Far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
That's true.
So I'm hoping this may be just a deal that
so
happens
funny.
On Tuesday. That it's not going to be that way every morning.
Every morning.
Like to have it on WTAW.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Don't worry
that.
About calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah,
that,
sure.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
We're going to go old school today.
Very old school.
Yeah. Very
okay.
old school.
Good night. Tonight's going to be a cold, cold night.
Yeah.
Let's live it up. Do you think A&M basketball is listening to this in their locker room before games?
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Maybe that's the problem.
That's it.
Crunk. I don't know. What did they say?
Kick it up.
Jeez. I thought Let's Get Crunk sounded great.
It has been a little while since the Black Eyed Peas.
I was going to say, I haven't heard this song in a day.
I know. So there you go. That's what I thought.
Doesn't really make sense anymore when Fergie sings, you're so 2000, or I'm so 2008.
Yeah.
You're so 2000 and late.
Okay. There you are. All right. So, planning to go to North Korea?
No.
Talk about cold.
That is not on my list of places of destination that I'd like to go to.
The U.S. State Department has pretty well issued a warning to people who are setting out for North Korea, cautioning that anyone heading there probably should do two things. First, travel under only very limited circumstances.
Don't go.
Yeah, if you want to experience what Kim Jong-un is doing over there.
And don't carry more than $100 in cash.
This is what the State Department says. Quote, draft a will...
What?
And designate appropriate insurance beneficiaries and or power of attorney.
Oh, my.
Discuss a plan with loved ones regarding care and custody of children, pets, property, belongings, non-liquid assets like artwork and stuff, and your funeral wishes.
Wow. So prepare to die.
That's pretty much it. That's basically what they're saying there. So if you were happy, I can't imagine if you were going to be going there, but if so, now you've got your
prepare to die.
Welcome to North Korea.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatment and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
I loved playing football in high school, and I love watching it now, probably too much so. If you're not familiar with the game, it's a battle over real estate. 11 men line up on each side of the football and lock horns. To win, teams have to score. And to do that, they have to take real estate. They have to push their own team toward one goal and keep their opponent away from the other. When you understand that, you understand why gaining and losing yards is such a big deal in football. 5 yards may not seem like much when you're talking about a football field that's 100 yards long. But going backward is a big deal when your mission as a team is to move forward, to get to the goal line. If your opponent pushes you backward, yep, you're going to lose. At least symbolically, family is all about real estate, too. There's a big world outside your front door. It's pulling your marriage and your children in its direction. And some of those ideas are bad ones. They'll drive your family backward, farther away from the goal line, which is a marriage that's strong and children who have character. Raising a family feels like a battle for territory, because it is. The world isn't going to give you a healthy family. You have to fight for it. Stay strong. Battle for your children and for your marriage. Fight your way down the field and keep your family moving in the right direction. Winning this game is all about real estate, and every yard counts. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I was diagnosed with diabetic.
High blood pressure.
High cholesterol.
Terrible acid reflux.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, here in Dallas, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Thousands of people take my Texas Superfood every day. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Texas or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. The new year means a new you. Improve your lifestyle, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation. Good morning, it's 7:52. Texas A&M head football coach Jimbo Fisher has rounded out his staff. It was reported yesterday that Fisher has hired Minnesota defensive backs coach Maurice Linguist for the same position. Linguist helped lead the Golden Gophers to a number 11 finish in passing yards per game in 2017 with 174.5. A safety at Baylor from 2003 to 06, Linguist has made previous coaching stops at Mississippi State, Iowa State, Buffalo, James Madison, Valdosta State, and Baylor. On the basketball court, several big men's games going on last night. Number 5 Duke bested 25th-ranked Miami, 83-75. Number 10 Kansas upended 6th-ranked West Virginia, 71-66. And number 23 Michigan clipped Maryland, 68-67. Now tonight, Texas A&M will go for its first SEC win of the year as the guys welcome Ole Miss to town. The Maroon and White have lost 5 straight, but Coach Billy Kennedy says he still has confidence in his team.
Yeah, the practices have been better. There's a lot more. Better chemistry, I don't want to say fluidity, but maybe that's the right word, but everything's a lot more fluid than it was previously, and our attitude's good and our energy level's been good, so we just got to keep battling and try to win one day at a time.
Now hopefully the guys will be able to pick up that elusive first win tonight. Here's Coach on the matchup with the Rebels.
Another team in the SEC that's going to play small at times, but we'll have to adjust. Hopefully our size will be an advantage. But it's a team that loves to score. They're averaging 79 points a game. They've got a lot of three-point threats. We're going to have to do a better job guarding the three-point line than we did the last time we were at home.
Last time the Aggs were at Reed was on January 6th when they dropped a 69-68 heartbreaker to LSU. Tip-off is tonight at 8 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW as well as RadioAggieland.com. In the professional game, LaMarcus Aldridge scored 25 points, but in the end it still wasn't enough as the San Antonio Spurs fell to the Atlanta Hawks yesterday, 102-99. Meanwhile, Lou Williams scored 31 points and Blake Griffin added 29 as the LA Clippers downed the Houston Rockets, 113-102. Chris Paul finished with 19 points in what he called an emotional return to the Staples Center.
It's always like that when you hoop, especially when you're playing against former team and stuff like that. All the emotions that go into it, seeing the familiar faces and stuff like that. You know, for us, we got to be better. Get them the credit they won the game.
That was more than just warm-hearted nostalgia for Paul, as things got a little chippy between the two teams.
Coach told me he elbowed him, you know what I mean? So then I seen him talking crazy to Coach, so I'm always going to have Coach back. I don't know. You probably got it. Ain't no telling. All the cameras in there now. You know what I mean? You probably can tell me what I said better than I did. Whatever it was, I'm sure my mama going to tell me to watch my mouth.
And things even spilled over to after the game, with some Rockets players reportedly trying to enter the Clippers' locker room, but they were deterred by some security guards. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars picked up a holiday win yesterday afternoon, downing the Boston Bruins 3-2 in overtime. Here's head man Ken Hitchcock.
I mean, that's one of the best teams we've played in a long time. They're really quick, and they've got a lot of composure. And so the whole game was a test for both teams, but I thought for the most part we managed it. You know, there were some surges. We had a big surge early, and we had a surge in the third period. They handled it, and then I thought we handled some of their surges really well. You know, we got a couple of unfortunate penalties, and I thought we handled those situations really well, too.
Former Bruins first-round draft pick Tyler Seguin found the net in OT for the Stars, who improved to 25-17-3 on the year. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Biosystem Fitness, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
In December 2014, I broke my ankle and ultimately ended up having to have a fusion. And I first came to Dylan about 18 months into my rehab because I was still dealing with chronic pain. His methods are a little unconventional and I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it and I've seen great improvement. I rarely take a pain pill anymore. He's helped me greatly.
Biosystem Fitness. Find them on Facebook and online at biosystemfitness.com.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun. And 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageous. Dependable.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. An hour from now, probably all of Brazos County is going to get in frozen precipitation, just so you know. It's moving in from the west.
Hey, it's coming.
It is.
It's
coming here
for us.
As Super Bowl advertisers begin to roll out their previews of upcoming ads, It's kind of hard to believe that 15 years ago, the NFL rejected a commercial by the City of Las Vegas Tourism Department. They rejected it.
And now they're going to have a team
there.
Yeah,
right, exactly. They didn't want its signature event to be associated with a place like Las Vegas.
Yeah, sure.
And now, sure enough, there you go.
Well, they're really starting to embrace that whole the gambling part of things.
Where the money is. It's where the money is, just saying. All right, as far as the weather's concerned, 26 right now.
Brr.
That's minus 3 centigrade. Does that make it sound colder?
Yeah.
Okay, wind chill is 12.
That's cold.
Yeah, winds are gusting up to 28 miles an hour, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and that's nasty.
And we're going to get all the way up to 29, as if you can tell the difference between 26 and 29.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
The wind was quite chill. Yeah,
it was. Today, yeah. And then it's 19 tonight. 19 tonight.
1-9,
just letting
people.
You know, okay? By the way, today's interesting fact. Instant coffee was invented by a guy named George Washington. Not that one. First sold in 1910. And at the CIA headquarters at the Starbucks there, they don't write people's names on their coffee cups to protect their identity.
Oh.
WTAW College Station Bride.